Representative Story.
Thanks so much, Director Gibbs, for being here, as well as Deputy Director DeWalt, and sharing the very comprehensive presentation you did about the whole agency. And I appreciate this conversation about you know, the gray wolves and the reintroduction in this whole process. 114 was before the voters quite some time ago, and this process working towards reintroduction that happened last December, with wolves being paused on the ground for the first time at that point, was years after 114 passed. And I know this is incredibly challenging and difficult for our ranchers to kind of get used to this idea, but I, you know, see this process continuing to move forward, and a need for us all to continue to work together. I appreciate that the Department of Ag is working in collaboration with CPW in order to provide services and support for ranchers to help provide all that they need to be prepared and to minimize predation of their livestock. And I appreciate Deputy Director mentioning about Colorado having the highest compensation of all states in our country relative to any wolf conflict that is there. Because I think that's important for us to recognize that that is an incredibly generous amount comparatively to other states that have significantly more wolves than Colorado does. And I relative to notifications for ranchers, I believe, and I just am looking for clarity, the four counties that have been mentioned, Garfield, Rio Blanco, Eagle, and Pitkin, were those counties identified like some time ago, or when were they identified as potential reintroduction sites for this next round of wolves coming from British Columbia?
Deputy Director DeWalt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that question. We made a public announcement initially this summer that we were going to go into our northern oval again, and then we specifically met on November 8th with Rio Blanco, Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle counties, and we met with members of their county commissions to really dive into that, hear their concerns about wolf releases, and then to begin that conversation, update them as to what our plans are for this year, those type of things, what the current wolves are doing, and those type of things. So that initial conversation happened on November 8th. There were additional meetings with Garfield County on November 18th, and then there were public meetings in Rio Blanco, Garfield, Eagle, and Pitkin counties throughout November and December. And those were at the invites of the counties. We showed up at the invite of those counties. And from my understanding, those were well attended with over 300 people at most of those meetings. So that was the outreach to those specific counties this fall.